we're talking to you today about you guys contributing to the to credit union innovation with a bold technology strategy. So can you tell us just briefly about this bold technology strategy that you guys have? Because you guys, we talked last year about your DMV Express locations, which was a huge hit, by the way. That was episode was off the charts, popular. So what else are you guys up to these days?
Well, you know, one of the things, so back in 2014, the board and the management team set out to basically strategize and set ourselves up to be a technology company. Certainly, we believe in the credit union movement. We believe all things credit union, but we knew that we need to do it differently to remain relevant in the industry. So we started down the path of being a technology company offering financial products and services. Mm-hmm. So we fast forward and we start developing the strategy. We start getting prepared for the strategy that included a conversion in July of 2016 to the Correlation platform.
Oh, yeah.
When we started that conversion, we started working with DeLand Solutions, who helped us through the conversion, because we changed everything from online banking to bill pay to our debit and credit card provider to the core. Everything changed all at once. So we decided to help them. And as time went on, they helped us through the conversion. And as our strategy started to come together, we said to ourselves, you know what? We really need to dive more into the technology. So we started to have DeLand help us to develop programs, platforms, different ways of interacting with our membership through their expertise. Okay. That led to a sit-down conversation between the owners of DeLand and Nutmeg. And it was decided that Nutmeg had all of the ingredients that were necessary to move forward with a technology company that would provide, that would move the industry forward with our understanding of how a technology company should work with their expertise. So we acquired DeLand Solutions a year ago next week.
Okay.
So we've owned them for a year, and they've really helped us to develop a lot of our self-service kiosk software that drives all of our self-service kiosks in some of our branches, including the DMV branches. Mm-hmm. And they're working on developing new technologies for online banking, a bill pay solution, an alert solution. So they're doing all these different things to help us. They are completely independent of Nutmeg. And I want to stress that because although we're a credit union that believes a lot in technology, DeLand is a separate company. I mean, we happen to own them, 100% ownership, but they function on their own. They have their own everything, because we did not want to influence their ability to properly have relationships with other credit unions.
Right.
So so DeLand has really helped us catapult into that next level of what we call the Nutmeg 2.0, because Nutmeg 1.0 was the traditional credit union, you know, deposits, loans, withdrawals, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And now we said we want to take it one step and we want to go, you know, the next step further. So they're doing that. They're helping us really. The big project this year is data. It's like extracting our data, understanding our data. They're hiring some data analysts that have a retail marketing component and a financial component that can help us put all of that together and then, you know, properly provide a good experience to the membership. So the acquisitions really helped us, and they are doing great. They've received a lot of amazing interest when they were at the Correlation Conference, when they were at the GAC. I think credit unions are understanding, okay, to remain relevant, I need to work with DeLand.
So what's the philosophy behind these moves? I mean, because what's the philosophy of being behind, or the philosophy behind being a technology company and being a credit union? So is it just kind of keeping up with the fintechs out there? What's the reasoning behind all of this?
I think there's multiple reasons. We certainly want to keep up with the fintechs. We know that the world is changing. We see things like Netflix, you know, basically got, you know, took over the world of, you know, all of the other video stores that existed out there, and that doesn't exist anymore. We see what's happening to the retail business because of Amazon, and the Gen Y, the millennials, all of these folks are, they're coming in, they're growing up, and this is what they're looking for. And we have to make sure that we're ready for that. We want to remain relevant. We don't want, I don't believe that you can always do everything the way you used to do it. It you know, things change, the world changes, people's tastes change, and you have to stay up and stay ahead of that. So that's what we really believe is necessary. And we are very passionate about the credit union industry. Where I'm very passionate about Nutmeg. And one of the things I want to do is I want to make sure it's here for many, many, many years to come, forever.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, and we have, what's always interesting is we have different demographics in our membership. Some love this, and there's ones that will say, well, I don't really want to talk to, I want to be able to talk to a teller. And I'm like, okay, so the way we've done it is we've deployed these kiosks in our branches, but we have consultants that are there to assist them with them, how to use them, how to interact with them, all of those things. So that's really what we're doing. It's not a replacement of a teller. It's just that that person's done differently.
Mm-hmm.
They understand technology, they understand the credit union, they understand products and services, and they create a different experience for the member. But if the member wanted to go to one of those self-service kiosks and do it on their own, they could.
Right.
And our goal is to eventually have these facilities open 24/7, where they could fob in, use the kiosk, do all of their banking, you know, and, you know, we would like to evolve to that. But this is really about relevance.
Yeah.
Totally about relevance.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You know.
So what are some of the results or benefits so far since you've embarked on this, on these bold technology moves?
So we've definitely, so with the DMV, we've seen a lot more traffic coming into our branch, and those branches are completely self-service. People love them. We're opening more accounts than any traditional branch.
Wow.
We're doubling what a traditional branch does. Not only because of the traffic, but people are using the technology. They don't have a problem with it. They open their accounts. They apply for loans on the tablets. They use the kiosks for all their other banking. They print out their own debit cards through the kiosk because you can print out the debit cards in there. And the production has been amazing. The interaction is just very different. We relocated our Rocky Hill branch here in Connecticut, which is our staple branch. And that one we equipped with self-service kiosks, and we did leave one teller station in.
Yeah.
Guess what? Everyone's going to the self-service kiosk. They were like, oh, that's new, but we got them to try it. We showed them how it worked, and that's all that they're using.
Right on. I'm kind of the same way. I'm kind of saying, if I go to the grocery store or Home Depot or whatever, I'm going straight to the self-serve kiosk. I don't go through the regular cashier anymore, or I mean, like at Costco, you're kind of forced to. But anyway, but that's the kind of, I think that's kind of the way that we're moving toward. Everyone's kind of doing the self-service thing, and so you guys are kind of hitting. You're spot on with the timing there. It sounds like.
Yeah, and again, we're trying to create a great experience for people. We want them to be able to interact with the technology and the people. So all of, you know, and we want to be able, the technology to be able to recommend other products and services, to recommend something based on the buying patterns or habits of our members. And our technology will pick that up. Our analysts will massage and manipulate that data so that we're trying to provide the best experience for our people and giving them the products and services that they need, not just trying to just give them anything.
Right.
So we've been working on all of this with DeLand. And, you know, again, any credit union can call DeLand Solutions. They're online, and talk to DeLand about this because, you know, we're a client of theirs, and we just think it's amazing. And again, we want to stay relevant, and ultimately, we believe that this is going to create some efficiencies. This is going to make life easier, and the staff will have a different type of role in the organization.
Oh, and having
the back office areas are really going to be the folks that help
with, you know, the kiosks, the programming of them, the maintenance of them. So it takes on a different whole realm with all of this.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And having said all that, so what are your goals? What do you guys ultimately want to achieve here? Obviously, all Creightons want to be the kind of the primary financial institution, but what other goals do you want to achieve with these moves?
You know, and I'll go back to what I said before. Our goal is to remain relevant with the times. And we believe that this is the way to do this now. Our goal is to make the credit union industry remain solid, mm-hmm. to help those that want to move in an area of relevance, to create an experience for a member that makes their life easier. And yep. again, I kind of go, it's an Apple-esque feel and look with an Amazon experience.
Ooh.
That's really what, you know, in a way, what we're trying to do here with all of this. It's working, we're seeing results. The members are buying into it, they support it. All of our new branches, when we do them, will be with a retail partner like DMV, and we'll have self-service only. We will not put a teller line in. The account opening process, the loan application process will be on the kiosk, and it will move. You know, so if you start it at home, you can continue it in the branch. If you start it in the branch, you can finish it at home. So mm-hmm. we'll have that. The technology will move an ebb and flow with
gotcha.
Where the member is and what they're doing on what device.
So do you guys have any, I want to say, challenges, I guess? Because, I mean, I think kind of your regular credit union out there may have some challenges keeping up with the technology that's out there, right? Because it's moving, as you well know, it's moving really, really fast. So, and keeping up with that technology is a challenge for any, I think, any organization and most industries today. So how do you guys keep pace with that?
Deland. I mean, it's
done.
I mean, you know, they're the experts in the field. We've hired some people from Google. We have experts that have worked in the IT field and the credit union, so we've mixed it up so that there's still the credit union feeling and mentality,
yeah.
but with the technology twist.
Good for
I'll
you.
Say. So we haven't disowned what a credit union is, especially within the community,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because credit unions are community driven, they're not for profit, they share. And so we're still all about all of that, but we're using the technology to drive it.
Right on.
The technology is the tool, the strategy. Is the strategy. So they go hand in hand,
gotcha.
And that's the way we've looked at it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a really good recipe and it's working really well for you guys. All right, last question, I'll let you get back to work here. John, hey, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may be kind of in the same boat that you guys were in a year ago, as far as, you know, in being relevant and using technology to be relevant?
You know, I say, you know, I know sometimes it's hard to when you know when you're used to something or you're and if something's really working for you today, it's like I can honestly say our business isn't, it's not like flying out the door or we're losing money or anything like that, but we know that the future is changing. We've seen it in the retail industry, we've seen it in the video industry,
mm-hmm.
we're seeing it across the board. We're just saying, okay, we're saying we want to say to credit unions out there, think for a minute what's happening around us.
Yeah.
Let's not be a casualty of Blockbuster. Let's not be the Macy's or the Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something to still hold on to the credit union mentality and movement,
mm-hmm.
but move forward with the technology. And it might be hard to digest, but let's talk.
Yeah, yeah. I really like, as you're talking there, I was like, gosh, I'm thinking you guys are really aware of what's going on, not only in the financial services industry, but what's going on outside the financial services industry when it comes to technology. So I think that awareness is really keeping you guys ahead of the curve here. So and it sounds like it's really benefiting you guys as well.
Yeah, and Deland is also one of the things that's been helpful for us. They've been around to a lot of credit unions. They go to a lot of different conferences.
Yeah.
They interact with a lot of these fintech and IT companies. They go to conferences with these companies. So they know what's out there. They know what's coming. They can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps us. And we want it to also help the industry.
Yeah.
Hence why we formed this CUSO to be able to help other credit unions. So
that's
not just ours.
Yeah.
It's important for Nutmeg, but we also want to make sure that the industry remains healthy as well. And we believe here at Nutmeg, and Deland believes, that we have the recipe to make that work.
And it certainly sounds like it. All right, John, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thanks so much for your time today. You guys are knocking it out of the park. So I always enjoy talking to you guys because you guys get it. So, and it's great to see that. And I think what you guys can do can be really infectious across the rest of the industry in a really good way. So I like how you guys are kind of setting the mold or creating this template that works with keeping the credit union mantra of people helping people and being in the community, but at the same time, being really tech savvy out there. So it sounds like you guys are really doing well.
And I appreciate your support, and I always enjoy speaking with you, so thank you.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.